This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
We're talking about overindulging. We've been chatting about this since 3 o'clock. And in the first hour, we're talking about it in terms of just general greed. Luke 12:15, speaking about beware, and be on guard that you don't fall into this trap, this place, this posture of the heart that is greed. And we spoke about it in context of, you've seen it at gatherings, the person who's got the great weight and responsibility, and also that everybody trusts, with a key to the bedroom that's got all the scones and all the goodies at an event. Yeah. I know you're probably smiling right now because that's you. You're the one who's trusted with that key. But there's something that we see happening with the idea that we've established this routine of having this key. One is, sometimes we hide these things because you don't want to share everything with everybody. Not always the case, but sometimes we hide them to manage the demand because people might want to overindulge. Because like they always say, food is always great, but food that's paid for by somebody else, oh my goodness, the seasoning there is always the best. And sometimes you overindulge even in that. But now we're getting to the festive season. And I know you're probably going to use this sentence so many times. Ah, it's okay. It's December. Let the kid have another slice of cake. Well, happy for you. I've got someone in studio who's going to help us through this conversation to understand how do we manage this so well and still make sure that we looking after our bodies and the plate that we have in front of us is still reflecting really well. Joining me is BSc Holding Dietetics graduate from the Tux University, Shani Lagrange, who is a dietitian at the Pretoria Dietitian in Irene. And she's joining us to talk to us about how do we ensure that we don't overindulge in this time so that we don't fall in trouble once we get to January. Shani, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Horsey. It's great to be here. I'm really excited for the topic. I think this last few weeks, all my clients ask me, Shani, what am I going to do this December? I've worked so hard on my goals. I'm scared it's just going to fall all the way.
Look, I'm both excited and nervous for this conversation because it feels like the whole year you're disciplined just so that in the December you can go, I can just enjoy this a little bit more. But you don't want to lose all that progress. But before we get to that, Shani, I mean, tell us about yourself in terms of how you got into this particular career. Was it from a young age that you've just always been interested in terms of dietary?
I think I have my mom to say thanks to. She always had an interest of how food contributes to your health. And how can I use food to help people with managing their chronic conditions and to achieve their goals? So it always has been an interesting of mine to use food in all aspects, for if it's for health, for your sport performance, for your mental health. It plays a role in everything.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a very real thing. More often than not, you connect a lot of what your body goes through to your food, what you feel, what you think, the fact that you're having a headache. There's a lot of it being connected to what you're eating. A lot of times you get better, it's connected to what you're eating. But over the festive season, not a lot of people are thinking about that. So let me start with you. How do you manage having a good diet over the festive season?
So that's a very good question, Horsey. I really look forward to December. I still make sure I incorporate my treats, but I keep in mind to keep it in moderation, still focus on getting in my fiber and staying active, because activity gives you a lot of leeway with your dietary habits.
Yeah, but now we all know that it's not always as simple and as straightforward as what you say it, right?
That's true.
We go a little bit too much and we struggle with this. Do you have an idea why, as a people, we struggle with keeping to good, healthy eating habits during the festive season?
I think because December, people, we like routine and we are affected from our environment. So, of course, during December, if we go out on vacation, our environment changes and our routine changes. So it's difficult to sometimes plan beforehand on what is going to be available in your setting. But it's like you said, it's important to see what might be the reasons why do we overindulge over holidays.
Yeah. And I mean, this is actually so true what you're saying. There's going to be all these changes of environments because you go into all these birthday parties. Mm. This person is hosting this braai. There's friendsmas, and secret Santas left, right, and center. So you're out of your usual space and you don't know what food is going to be there. So then how do I manage what I'm going to eat and stay in good eating habits when I'm at these parties and all these festive season gatherings?
Mm. very good question. So it's important to say mindful. Like, there is definitely going to be more the occasion treat, some more simple carbohydrates from your juices, your cool drinks, maybe even alcohol. And just to, again, practice your portion control and see how far can you maybe plan to not change your routine that much by maybe sticking to your usual times with your meals, not skipping on snacks. Because I don't know about you, Khosi, but do you sometimes, like, hunger yourself just in preparation for a big meal?
Absolutely. If you're hosting a braai, I'm starving for the 2 weeks before it.
Yes, because then you think, oh, I can have much more then.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is getting tricky, especially I'm thinking about parents with kids, because now the kids are home, so they're eating a whole lot more and they are quote unquote bored standing in front of the fridge. This must also be a tricky place for parents.
Oh, definitely. So that's where we might need to look at what are good alternatives if we're going to see it's going to be a daily thing where we would like those treats. Like, instead of the chips, can we maybe do popcorn for the kids? And instead of the cookies, can we maybe incorporate some more protein snacks, like biltong pieces, maybe even some drivels, lower fat cheese pieces, your fruit. And that's how we make sure their environment is also sorted for more healthful snacks.
So it goes back to what is in the fridge that they're looking at to make sure as a parent that you're kind of stocking up things that are going to be beneficial to them.
Definitely, Horsey.
Let's talk about, you know, as the parent, the adult in the room. So one of the things that we will definitely do any day of the week without hold the rest of the year, but we will do 10 times more in December, South Africans, is to braai. There will be a braai every single day. And when you're braaiing, it's very rare that I've been to a braai where there's exactly four pieces of chicken for the four people that are around the house and one salad, like a normal evening. There's usually three types of meat with 10 pieces per type, four salads, garlic roll, different flavor, just normal with cheese, with sweet chili, plus the rooster cook and braai broekies and some pap and gravy. What do I do there? I know there's a method that sometimes is always guided to say, hey, half your plate should be this or quarter should be this. How can I navigate an environment like that I still enjoy the braai while keeping to this guide?
Very good question. So completely true. There is a plate guideline where we aim for half of a plate to be full of our non-starchy vegetables. Quarter of a plate should be for our starch, preferably our complex starches that contains high fiber. For example, your potato with the skin, maybe some brown rice, low GI brown seeded bread.
So in the case of a braai, it would be having the braai broekie over the pap.
Yeah, possibly. Uh-huh. Yes. Or you can still definitely have pop, but just control your portion more or less. We say more or less the size of your fist, then we know we're not really overdoing it. But I wonder if we should also be the start of the change with these family gatherings and friend gatherings to bring along some more healthy salads or so, to start incorporating more those balanced meals. Because I know exactly what you mean. The salad is a potato salad. Mm-hmm. The starch is the braai broekie. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's a lot of protein, which is actually quite good. So that's the one good thing I can say about the braai.
So hypothetically, I'm painting the picture of the braai and the plate in front of me. Half of it should be by
vegetables.
So this is where the salads are. The green salad that everybody always brings but no one really has, and it always stays over, it should be half the plate. And this is where we can play around, because I understand when people think salads, we always think like a Greek salad, as simple as that. But there's different types of salads, like a broccoli salad, something that one can do. So you want to be able to venture out and have half the plate of salads and then a quarter as your starter, so pap or the braai broekie or whatever.
The braai broekie, mashed potatoes. Yes, exactly that.
And then the last quarter, that would be the
protein.
Yes. And not half the plate protein. Okay, I've got you. I'm with you on this one. Let's talk about, you know, we're going into 2025. A lot of people are starting to cast a vision into 2025. How much more would eating well now contribute to, when we get into that January healthy mode, really help us to jumpstart that process?
I think we often see the holidays as, like you said, a chance to bypass our health goals and say, okay, this is just a rest time for me. I'm not going to focus really on that. But why not start sooner to already start or give you a baseline for the beginning of the year? We can see some people does have a little bit more time over December that we can start planning. How can we form a good structure for ourselves with our meal times and our healthy snacks? And some might be researching what activity might I enjoy over the December.
Yeah.
That we at least have that baseline before Jan.
Before we get to January and all the gyms and the roads are full again.
Yes.
But Shani, for someone who's listening right now, they are in full on December mode. They're just absolutely having a feast of a time and they're wanting to really just bring that diet a little bit back in check. And not diet in the sense of eating like I want to lose weight, just eating healthier. And they want to try and manage their diet well. What advice do you have for them as they go into the festive season?
Very good question. So just to keep mindful of your dietary habits, but still enjoy the holidays, still incorporate that nice treats, those nice desserts, but just practice moderation where you can. And just see how can you stay active throughout the holidays with your family. If it's by going for family walks, going for hiking, joining the paddle craze, really it does give us a nice leeway with the dietary habits. And be careful of that simple carbohydrates, your too much of your sweets, your liquid calories, like I mentioned, the cool drinks, the juice and so find good alternatives for that, especially if you start to notice, oh dear, this is a daily thing that I'm having.
And snacks are likely to be guilty of this. A lot of like chips and biscuits and stuff. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. So if we see it on a daily basis, maybe we should start finding good alternatives there. And yeah, a lot of people think about snacks as that biscuits and chips, what you've mentioned. But I like to incorporate snacks in our meal plans as it just also helps us just to not be overly hungry when we get to that festivities and then overindulge. So That would basically be my advice. So enjoy it and remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just focus on the progress.
Oh man, I love that. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to focus on the progress and make sure that you don't have too much. Don't overdo it is what Shani is saying basically. Have a good time, enjoy the festive season and make sure that you do it well. Shani, thank you so much for joining us. This has been very insightful. I was a little bit nervous when you started this conversation because I'm already like, Shani's going to say, don't do it. Only two braais left for December. But she's saying, go to the bribe, but just make sure you're the friend who brings all the healthy stuff and plate well with that in mind. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Shani LaGrange on Impact 23, dietitian, chatting to us about making sure that we eat well during the festive season. And maybe, parents, it's a good time to check what's in the fridge so the kids are eating healthy too.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.